Let's deal with the questions.
The questions are, well, so basically, you could take any four chromatic chords in a row and take any melody note and it'll work, is what I figured out.
Pretty much so.
I mean, except for the range of the guitar. I try to extend this a little more by starting on a lower note, but obviously your fingers are going to get, if you did the same melody, right?
Yeah.
And you're starting on C or B or flat or A, but you could do it starting, you could go A flat, G, G flat F, or you could start on G and go G, G flat, F on
any. No rules here.
Huh?
No rules here.
Except the only thing is that you'd have to jump registers on the guitar to get, if you're going to keep, like if you're going to go.
Let's do it.
Let's see if you're going to do.
Give me the melody first.
Let's say the three notes.
Okay.
Right.
And you're in D, are we?
I guess, just like on here. So you had stuff like you'd have like, the C minor 6. Or actually, let's do the F. I mean, you'd have the different.
And what's your question mark?
And I'm just saying, an observation was that you could use any chord.
This is correct.
So
that's one thing that's supposed to show that any root tones you need, right?
Any root tones. It could be, as long as you adjust the
melody, like major 7, right? Sharp 9,
Or if you start here, it could be
fifth on tom.
Whatever you wanted to,
Root on tom.
And then,
third on tom. Yeah, that's the whole bit here, is to show how vast it really is, so that we don't get too locked into saying, 1, 6, 2, 5, it's not, because that's great, but there's so much else.
All right, so what else? Anything in particular?
I did give you, two papers like this?
Yeah, there's another one somewhere under here.
One of them is more filled in, and one you had to fill in, right?
I filled in this one.
This one, good.
What, I don't like the sound of tritones on top.
Tritones on top? You mean when the top two notes are those?
Not as much, huh? In blues stuff, if it's trying to get that kind of. I think that sounds bluesy and funky, but in some instances.
Yeah, 50-ish blues, right?
In some instances, I don't like it. It must be a matter of personal things.
So I wrote Y. Why did I use a D chord instead of an A? You know why? Because
it's a 5, leading tone.
Because the A is too plain there. The D, at least, we get a second inversion chord.
Oh.
That's all. This is such a plain A. The A isn't bad though.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Let's see. So we have
the only chord I couldn't really figure out.
That's excellent. Yes.
Was this G chord?
These are all written. Okay, now you had to do this. That's good. This is strange at the beginning, but it gets better. That's excellent. It's funny, that one sounds so hip once it gets there. Attention before it resolves.
Some of these I seem to want to resolve by half step into a 1 chord. Some of them seem to want to go to minor. Some of them seem to want to go to a 5 away.
The G chord, you said there was something here with some kind of G that bugs you?
It didn't bug me.
I couldn't figure out what I wanted.
Yeah, I lost it. Where is it?
I know something I'm going to give you today.
Oh, good. More work.
Yeah, these aren't sheets you have to fill in. These are sheets that you have to really concentrate to. No, let's take that back. These are just sheets that'll help you get more melodic in your turnarounds, I'm hoping. And some little jazz turnaround chords. When you hear this kind of turnaround, and the melody's carrying the day, yet it's one of those. Okay, wait, I should wait till you.
You've
got something on your mind. You're looking for something, right?
Oh, you filled it in here. Okay, that's the one I was talking about. Alright. That's why I couldn't see it. Okay, because you.
I wonder why that one stumped you.
I don't know. That's so obvious. I was just probably.
Sometimes you play it in 4 voices too. It depends. You know, like some. You might play the top 3 strings only with the bass.
Oh, I see.
If you want to. On certain guitars, the overtones are much better if you don't add that extra F, you know?
Right. So I did figure this out before, but I didn't like that.
You know what it is? Be nice to it now, Mark. So when you go, a lot of times it won't happen for you till you hear it go where it's supposed to go.
Right, I guess, yeah, in context.
And then even still, you may say, no, not in B. Excuse me, one second. JC? Just got a few minutes. So, no other questions before we go to newer things?
No, I guess basically I wanted to know what...
Still the purpose of that?
Sort of the purpose of...
Purpose was to get you to expand your thinking about how to harmonize, that certain chromatic bases are so...
I know some...
No, let me say it right. Let me say it right.
Say it.
Don't
right
lose
right.
your thought now. At any moment, a chromatic baseline or semi-chromatic baseline is a viable option at almost always, man, which is so great. It's just there waiting.
Okay.
You don't think tritone sub. You just start moving the bottom end half step or whole step.
Right.
So you're playing yesterday. If the hand didn't run out of room in that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I started my baseline too high. Too low, pardon me, so I ran out. But if I had started it on a higher register, right, that bass, we could have found some. Actually, what's more sensible than that is not to necessarily have a change on every little eighth note in that
sure
song.
But it sounds like it should, though, doesn't it?
Well, it'd be nice. But sensible first entry level, you might just try every quarter note.
Okay, so. And semi-chromatic, I notice you do like a half step and then a whole step and then a half step.
Or maybe a whole first, then a half. Usually I guess I would start with a half step to get the chromatic flavor in the air.
And then I notice, this is just, and then on the other page, you were doing the lines with other than the root.
Uh-huh. In like, the bass, you mean?
Yeah, this page here.
Uh-huh.
And this page was pretty well all roots going down. And this one you were starting like on the seventh to the third.
That's right.
Any particular criteria for that?
Sure. You just said it. Sevens and threes are great, man. I mean, if you're doing lots of dominants.
Yeah, seven, three.
Five and one are okay. They're stock though. But for mid-range register, for starting on the mid-range register, seven and three stuff is really great. Oh, yeah, this stuff. Yeah, right.
And do you ever extend on any stuff chromatically?
Try that on me again. I hear
you
the word
extend. Extend instead of
ascend.
Ascend.
Oh, sure. Well, it's all the same. I mean, once you see the principles.